gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinions and commentary on today's economic and financial news, political news, and... Oh, Butch, good afternoon. Yes. What day is today? It is July 23rd.
We're almost through.
2019. How about that?
It's going by fast. Well, you know, we've got August and then September, things start cooling down.
Well, I hope not too soon.
Me too. I look forward to spring all winter long. Then it gets here, next thing you know, it's fall again. But that's okay. It's a beautiful day today, and the Lord's been good to me. I have no complaints.
Well, we have a little rainy day. It was supposed to... It's funny. We were in the 90s. You know, we were in that, you know, hot, record-breaking heat, you know, for the weekend and so forth. And I was so much looking forward to this break in this heat where we were supposed to stay in the low 70s and
right.
so forth. It's just as hot today because the humidity has to be 130.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I know the humidity can't get that high, but that's an exaggeration just
it,
too.
It and feels it seems like just it anyway.
It feels just as warm. Yeah, it feels just almost as warm, except we don't have the sun beating down on us as before. But I don't think the listeners want to hear me talk all day long about our temperatures here on the Eastern Shore. So I'm going to go ahead and get to the gold and silver prices today. And gold today, some pressure. Down $7 right now at $1,417. You have silver up 3 pennies. That's up 3 pennies at $1,647. Platinum was up $8 at $859. Palladium was down 8 also at $1,528. So platinum up 8, palladium down 8. USDX today is up 0.44. So you see, gold is stronger at 97.72. Crude oil was up 73 cents at 56.95. And let's see what the paper markets did today. You have the Dow up 177 points at 27,349. You have NASDAQ up 47 at 8,251. The S&P is up 20 at 3,005. 10-year yield 2.07%. And let's see if there is anything else going on that is worth mentioning. And I really don't foresee anything. I think the biggest gains is due to, you know, a couple of stocks that had some good days. So, you know, and, you know, it's the same, you know, it's the same thing. We're still doing great with gold. You know, Fed comes out, we'll have their meeting. I think all of this is, no one's really doing anything until we know whether we're going to get a rate cut or if they're going to hold. So I think all eyes are sort of focused on the big day tomorrow with Mueller. And I only touched on it briefly yesterday, Butch, because I said these people have to hold a mock hearing so they can get their little questions. And it's, to me, it was such a waste of time. It is such a... These are supposedly experienced politicians, and they have to hold a mock hearing that they've had how long to put together their questions to ask this person. It's just...
It's smoke and mirrors, Melody.
It's smoke and mirrors. They're nuts.
It's smoke and mirrors. They're covering something. Of course, we'll get into some of that maybe in a little bit about the Middle East, what's going on there. It's not looking good in the Middle East. It's not looking good in right now in South Korea. And we'll discuss that more in a little bit. But that's a lot of things happening. And I do believe this is a divisive action to keep us, our minds on something else.
Yeah, but nobody's really even paying attention to that, though, are they? Well, I take it back. Even Fox News is going to shut down their morning show early and bring in, you know, the evening host to start covering that hearing tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So I guess it is going to be a big deal and everything like that. But it's just at least a mock hearing. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. But anyway,
that's
my pet peeve for the week.
Well, I can name a few more if you want to get into
how
it with you. But
stupid are they? They have no
pardon? I said I can name a few more if you want me to. Pet peeves, I mean.
Of mine?
Oh, no, mine.
Oh, yours.
Yeah. We all have them. But anyway, you go right ahead. Your pet peeves. I've enjoyed listening to you.
No, I'm done. I mean, how many times can I say it irritates me about the mock hearing? It's stupid.
So,
and how much money do they get paid? And they and then they go ahead. You can't even see anywhere in the headlines about the budget that they passed. I mean, you know, until 2021, everybody's, you know, you see everybody shaking hands. Everybody's real happy. Where's that in the news? How much is that going to cost? How much more spending? How much more debt? The $320 billion blowout. Keep the deals. Keep the lights on. Come on. Hey, everything's good. Any difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? I don't see any. Oh, it just... All right. That's my second pet peeve.
You're doing very well.
You know, it's just... But who's talking about that? No one. You know, you see pictures of everybody's just shaking hands and you know, it's butch. It's just kind of like you go to a trial, and you hear you have the two attorneys are just cats and dogs fighting one another, and afterwards, you know, whoever, they just shake hands, walk out, go have dinner, go to parties and cocktails together. I mean, it's just a game to these people. It's a game to these politicians because they don't have to be held responsible for what they're doing.
And they're not held responsible for the money they're spending because they're spending our money.
That's what I mean. They're not. They don't care. They don't care about you. I don't care what they say. They don't care about us. I should say they don't care about us. They always talk to the when they always mention the American people. It's like they're a separate group.
Well, they kind of are, you know. I mean, after all, they are the elite, and the IMF pays them, and, you know, why not? I mean, they really don't work for us directly, so we are kind of like their servants now. If you don't believe me, look at the laws they pass and expect you to obey them, whether you agree with them or not, whether they're right or wrong or not.
Oh, and I agree with that. But they at one point in time, they used to disguise it somewhat.
Oh, they don't care anymore.
Not anymore. Now they don't care because people are out there are too... caught up. I'm not going to call them any names, but people caught up in their hope.
That's it. False hope. The biggest cause of this nation being destroyed in history is false hope.
Me.
That's it.
What can government do for me? You don't hear anybody talking anymore about the Constitution or rights or freedoms. Oh, every once in a while you hear them talk about, oh, well, you know, freedom of speech. Oh, okay. Good grief. Go on.
Well, that's freedom of speech for the one side, not for the other side. When it comes
to,
you know, the liberals can call us names and mock us and do what they want to.
Yep.
But if we call them out, we can be fired, arrested. Who knows what could happen? You know, so that's just the way it is. I mean, we can complain or say, you know, try to pretend like it isn't true, but it is true. And if you burp, you're called a racist today. So, you know, there you go.
Elizabeth Warren, she's out there crying that we're going to be heading into a recession and so forth and whatnot. You know, and I'm not giving her any kudos in this. The point I'm making, I mentioned yesterday that some of the things that she wanted to talk, that she wanted to fix was the people. Need to go on a budget. Again, she's talking to other people, not them, other people. Other people, needs to go on a budget, cut their spending, and, you know, instead of government, we, taxpayers, have to do this. But what was interesting when she was talking about they just passed that minimum wage deal, she was talking about now, and I don't have the quote in front of me, so I shouldn't misquote her, so my apology to the listeners. But I'm going to... She was talking about the difference that this $15 minimum wage is going to make a difference in women's lives, in black women's lives. Isn't that racist?
Well, except in a case where they get more money. Then it's not racist.
I mean, what about the poor women out there that are white?
That's
work their buns off. I mean, why did she specifically have to say black women? It should be all women.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Well,
But you know, Bernie Sanders is getting in trouble with his workers because they're saying that he's not paying them even $15 an hour for all the hours they work. Of course, they make a minimum of $36,000 a year plus all benefits, but they work so many hours instead of a week, they're not getting $15 an hour. So his own people that signed the contract, this, of course, they're unionized, you understand, are mad at him because he's not paying them $15 an hour for all the work they do overtime. And they're not supposed to get overtime, but that's the point. Bernie Sanders says, he said that should get $15 an hour no matter what the agreement's being. Every worker should make at least $15 an hour. But his workers aren't. So they're getting mad at him. Now go figure. You reckon a man may hang himself?
It just never applies to them.
But he said that workers should be paid no less than $15 an hour, regardless of what agreement they had and their employees might have otherwise reached. So his employees are saying, okay, you know, all right, great, you know, we work for you. You promised this much. We're working overtime, but not getting paid for it. So hey, if you're gonna preach it, brother, if you're gonna talk it, walk it. So we'll see what happens on that. It's amazing.
You know, it is. Well, I saw that Venezuela is blaming electromagnetic attack for their blackouts that they've been having.
Yep.
And, you know, I hear a lot of comments on these websites saying, oh, well, if it was an electromagnetic, they wouldn't have their power back and so forth. I'm sure there's various degrees of that can be controlled. And it kind of is interesting because New York has been having these blackouts also. So I'm wondering if government is not doing something to Venezuela, if they're somehow, you know, maybe affecting other areas unintentionally. I don't know. That's just coincidence that they're both having these blackouts at the same time. Don't know, but it's kind of interesting.
It is kind of interesting. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. But the U.S. is willing to offer Maduro a deal. Like, when do we start dealing with these guys that we want to change regimes? We want to go in, we destroy their country, we destroy the people. They destroyed it first because of the socialism, but we want the regime change. So we add more sanctions that further escalate their issues. And then we say, well, we'll make a deal with you if you leave. I mean, am I off on that?
No, you're not. And I'll get more into this a little bit later on, but with everything's happening too, supposedly with Iran taking British ships and everything happening there, I'd simply, that may be totally true, I'm not saying it isn't, but I urge precaution, to be very cautious on this. We have seen so many false flags in my lifetime that got us in so many wars. And you know what I'm talking about. There have been, for example, Bush and weapons of mass destruction, and all this goes on and on and on. So, yeah. Who do you trust? And that's a question we need to ask yourself. After being lied to so many times through different fronts, who do we trust? You said we tore down Venezuela's economy, then we're making a deal. And if we did take out their power grid, and I wouldn't say we didn't, I certainly would not say that. We're the bullies. And we've been lied to so many times. How many times are we going to sucker it into false wars? But now, finally, some of the military are starting to see this. Believe it or not, some people in the military are starting to see that we've been led into many wars, and they're starting to be a little bit of rebellion against this. So maybe that's a good thing.
Well, I think the powers to be, if they want war, they're going to have war somewhere, somehow. I mean, that's just their game plan. I mean, there's only so many game plans in the world that we live, and they have to pick and choose. You know, the people, the timing and everything else might change, but the game plan's the same. And again, the only changes is the, you know, how the people react, how the citizens react. Now that they can't, you know, but then again, they were mass manipulators of the populations, either through, you know, finances or fear. That's what they use. They use fear, and people feel safe under this administration, and that's all about control. So, it's
well, I talked to a lady the other day. Marsh and I were over in Lewisburg, taking over to it for a doctor appointment. Stop by Lewisburg, by the way, West Virginia folks. Stop by in the Shoney's restaurant, get a bite of late breakfast. And lady was there talking to us. She come by and commented on my pistol. I would carry a gun. She commented and thanked me for carrying a gun. She felt safe, she said, and I appreciate that. But she about got in a fight in North Carolina with the gentleman over Trump. She's a Trump fan. He wasn't. And then and she, the woman, said, let's go outside and settle it. I'm serious. what can you say? I mean, some people take it really seriously, you know. I mean, she was going to go out and take him down. She was upset, very upset. She had T-shirts that said, God, guns, and Trump made America great or good or whatever. So I don't know. But, you know, but she almost got in a fight over it. That's how extreme it's getting to be.
You know what it is, and we've been divided like that, and it's all by design as far as I'm concerned. If you look at the big picture, if you just stay in that tunnel vision, you won't see it. But if you look at the big picture, you know, it's the same, you know, agenda. It's the divide. It's Pat Buchanan. I didn't have a chance to read it today, but I saw the title of his latest article that he wrote, and I'm not so sure I can bring it up here real quick, but the title was Us and Them, and that's what it truly has come down to.
Absolutely.
It's us and them, and I'll read it, and perhaps like I said, I didn't have a chance to, but you pretty much can know what he's going to write about, and we can discuss it maybe on Thursday. But that's what it is, us and them.
Yep, I totally agree. Well, we're in that time for this first session. You want to get in some other news now, or wait after the break?
Well, go ahead if you have something you'd like to.
Well, I just want to say, you know, the car manufacturing really has hit a slump. You know that this is not just here; it's everywhere. But it says while some auto manufacturers' industry experts were passing off as a slight hiccup for the auto industry, is rapidly turning to full-scale recession, if not all-out depression. Now this is. If you drive by the car lots, I mean, everyone around here is full. They got new cars everywhere and used cars out at the Yazoo around here. But so I don't know if it's hit here or not, but boy, this article writes is hitting everywhere. So one complete with a litany of layoffs in the global auto industry, as sales in major countries like the United States and China have been steadily deteriorating for the last 18 months. Said we've already seen massive planned layoffs from U.S. automakers like Ford, and now Nissan is the latest to join the mass layoff bandwagon. They're going to have 10,000 people globally, which is 7% of the workforce. And so, again, auto industry has always been a pretty financial motivator and support for about any place that has have them available to for jobs and for the nation's economy. So it looks like this may be slowing down. This is about the third article I've seen on this. So maybe the automobile sales are slowing down. It's kind of, you know, I don't know. We'll find out real soon, I guess.
Well, what's interesting is the EU, we're going to talk about this, I'll mention it briefly, they have already set aside a $35 billion euro list, or a 35 billion euro list if the U.S. hits its cars. And that's coming from the trade chief, so they're all ready. And we're all ready to go into my break, so we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And just heading into the break, we were talking about the cars and, of course, the demand is going down, and I had mentioned that the EU is already ready to have a hit list, that I should say, on cars if the U.S. decides to put punitive tariffs on European Union cars. They're ready. $39 billion or 35 billion euros worth of U.S. goods. And they're waiting. He says we will not accept any managed trade quotas or voluntary export restraints. And if there were to be tariffs, we would have a rebalancing list. It is already basically prepared, worth 35 billion euros. He hopes that we do not have to use that one. And so they're already, and it'll be interesting because you have Boris Johnson that is now the UK's prime minister. I saw his little speech this morning, and I think the UK and the United States will be interesting to see if they team up against the European Union. And I think that's what's going to happen. And I think that's what's going to happen. And then that involves a whole bunch of other things when we talk about Iran. But and I did not know this about Boris Johnson. Now, the people that were talking about him, Butch, they're not nice people. They're far left, right, liberals and so forth. But this is where sometimes you get your information, so that helps you make decisions. So, but you listen to it with, I didn't know that he used to be a reporter. He was a journalist for Time and, for the Telegraph. Boris Johnson was actually born in the United States, and he had a dual citizenship until so many years ago that he gave it up, and I can't remember, exactly when he gave up his dual citizenship to the U.S., but he was into a lot of trouble, supposedly. This is, again, from the other side, so if only a quarter of it is true, it should make your ears perk up. But he was into a lot of trouble because he wrote a lot of things that weren't true. He would take that little element of truth and then build the story around that, among a lot of mistruths. And that's why he was, replaced at he couldn't get a job as a journalist, and he gradually went into, politics and so forth, which, in politics you can lie. It's legal to lie.
Well, why not?
So
why
I
not?
That
you kicked out my face, and you can always fall back to politics if you lose everything else, right?
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of a little bit of a, because I knew nothing about him, and I'll have to find the good things about him. Of course, we know he's for the people of England, and, you know, he's sort of the, supported the Brexit strongly, and obviously a lot of the citizens want to be protected. They want their borders closed and so forth. So, you know, kudos for that, and hopefully the other side has him all wrong. But I thought it was kind of interesting because it was information I did not know.
Yeah, time will tell. Time will tell.
But you will see him and Donald Trump against the EU, I assure you.
Okay. You holler at me when you want me to do some things here. I got a bunch of news. I'm chomping
to
bit.
Well, go ahead. I know you know, I've just got a talker on today, but go ahead.
I don't want to take of the program, but man, there's some stuff going on, Melody. I mean, really. You know, I just reading here that, it said the Bay Area in San Francisco sees homelessness surge, and that probably doesn't surprise anybody, but it's getting much worse there. But here's something that I didn't know. 13,400 of Chicago's homeless had jobs in 2017. 18,000 had a college education. Last year, or year before last, these people were working. And now they're homeless, Melody. What if? Now, I know people think it can't happen to them. I bet you these 13,400 people thought it can't happen to me either because I'm working. I got a job. I got a apartment. I got a home, whatever. And now they're out in the streets. And 18,000 of them had college educations, which isn't always the magic bullet anymore to make it. But what if, Melody, and I say this to people out there listening today because it's very important. What if you lost your earnings, or if you're retired, something happened to one of your retirement checks, even Social Security? What if? You need to think about the what if, Melody, because that's why we prepare for bad times, in case what if happens, right?
You're absolutely correct.
You know, so people pay attention. Because these people that were working, had jobs, didn't think that 2 years later they'd be out of work living in the streets. And the ones went to college probably to try to find a better way to make a living and earn a better living for the family. And they're homeless. This is serious, serious business. What if? I was talking to a friend yesterday whose place of employment changed ownership. He had two jobs, and he was making it, but he was working two jobs. They told him you have to choose one job or the other. You can't work two of them. He lost $1,400 a month in pay. His mom and dad is now helping him feed his family and take care of his home. What if? He didn't think the new employer probably would make him quit one of his jobs, but they did. What if, Melody? I mean, this young man's a fine young man. Now he's having to look to mom and dad to help take care of the family when he gets back on his feet. What if? That's something to think about, isn't it?
You know, I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman this morning, and he was talking about various, there's, you know, people out there that are always trying to get people into paper investments, particularly paper gold, and this is some sort of, I can't even remember, streaming or something like that into, you know, these gold investment vehicles, and it's all paper. And I told him, I says, paper is paper. You don't own gold. Mining shares, you don't own gold. You own the corporation.
That's
you
right.
Own the management. You do not own gold, period. Same way with any of these other paper gold investments. You don't own gold. It's, you know, don't look at your portfolio as that you have gold just because you're diversified. You have paper. You have promises to pay. You're invested in the corporation and the management, period. And he was saying, well, the U.S. dollar has always been accepted. And it comes back to, yeah, but what if?
That's right.
And
that's
we're
exactly
closer
right.
to that what if now than ever.
You don't own anything unless you get your hands on it.
Exactly.
It's just that easy.
But I mean, exactly. But the thing of it is, what if we've never been? Sure, they've accepted, people, businesses have accepted fiat currency for a long time. But they've never had a bad day in a long time.
That's right.
We've never had the abuse of government like we have today. not to the degree. Sure, maybe there was always corruption in government, but not to the degree that we have today, to where they actually manipulate the citizens to be able to turn the citizens of America against one another. That's pretty powerful. That's how much control they have. So to say that we're not going to have a what if in our financial markets, when we have debt that's too great to be paid, that the only thing that we can do will be to default, and even Donald Trump said that during his campaign, we'll have to renegotiate those treasuries. What's that going to do to your assets and your retirement accounts? So what if?
There you go. Totally right on. And, you know, and these, we maybe call them outside influences, but all these things influence what if. I mean, there are four things I'll make very quick mention of. These are global scale events that could actually rock our world pretty well, Mel. I mean, we're right now at the verge of perhaps going to war with Iran, are we not? Is this not heating up? I mean, are we not seeing this? I mean, right now, Trump putting troops in Saudi Arabia on a base where they had troops every time he fought a war in the Middle East. So it's a good possibility this is heating up and we are going to go to war. What's that going to mean? It's going to make a huge spike in oil prices for sure. It's going to make, well, spikes in gold prices, I say, and silver both, because that's going to go up in value. And it's going to make a panic across the world in world markets. I do believe that, because this is not going to be, well, I walk in, slap their hand, leave. This can be a war, and this could open us up inside our nation for sleeper cells that have been here for a long time to start doing their job inside this country. Melody, this could panic the whole U.S. and the world. This is a what-if situation. You follow what I'm saying on that?
Well, of course I am.
This is for real. People, this is no longer a theory. This is actually working in this direction. And now China looks like it's heading for a real estate bubble and an economic collapse, which could really lead to some unrest in China. And I'm not making any of this up. I mean, Trump's tariffs have caused China's made goods to really slack off, and their production going down. The state real estate bubble is collapsing over there, and it could, who knows what could happen if that happens. She's a worldwide power. Now, those just a couple of things already mentioned. And Iran, of course, being a very serious one, China's economics do weigh heavily on us. Well, you wouldn't believe it or not, folks, it's very true, because China's investment in the U.S. plummeted 90% since the trade war with Trump. They invested in, let's see what year that was, hit an all-time high in 2016 at $46.5 billion in the United States in buying in this country. It dropped down to $29.7 billion in 2017. Last year, it was down to $5.4 billion. From 46.5 to 5.4 billion invested in the United States. So China goes broke. It isn't going to help us a whole lot, really. Now, I know people want to hear that, but it's just the way it is. And we're seeing some of the other things come down. I mean, now we've Epstein, he's a billionaire, looks like a child molester. He's about ready to drop out his little black book. Now, this is reported, folks, in multiple media sources. Epstein is going to give his little black book a names of who's who, and who he worked with in this. Who could it be? I'm not going to say. I haven't seen the who's who. I know probably Bill Clinton's one of them for sure, and maybe Hillary. But Melody, all this is really happening right now as we speak. So these are all big issues that could affect all of us financially. But the war with Iran and China's economy dropping is a big, big, serious situation that could harm the whole world, not just us, but the whole world. So what if oil prices go up and gas goes to $5 a gallon? What if we go to war with Iran and they have sleeper cells in the country taking up power stations and everything else? What if, people, what if? Don't you think it'd be smart to put something back of value that you could at least barter with? Okay, Melanie, it's your turn. I'll shut up a minute before I get too carried away.
You go, boy.
Well, I'm trying to tell this because I care. I mean, I really care. I truly care. And you don't have gold and silver. If you don't have it in your possession, you don't have gold and silver. You have a promise of gold and silver. You have it in your possession. Somewhere you can get your hands on it, or it's not yours. It's just that easy. It's like having savings account in the bank. You don't have any money in the bank. It's not yours. You'll get it out in cash. It still isn't anything but paper. But at least you have paper in your hand. When it's in the bank, something happens, it could go away. And it really, literally could go away. If we go to war with Iran and we start having infrastructure attacks this nation, who knows what could happen to the banking system? Any comments, Melody, on that?
Yeah, the sad thing, I think, with Iran, I don't think we'll be in war with Iran this year, but I think we'll be in war with Iran next year. And I say that because it's the election year next year. This country comes together. What's one of the things that brings this country together? And that's war.
Of course.
It's of course. War. It actually brings us together. I mean,
well, it does. It also improves some industry.
To some degree. I'm not.
Yes.
Pardon?
It also improves some industry.
Right. Yeah. Because we got to build all those missiles and bullets and everything else. So it's, you know, a country doesn't win. It doesn't. I don't believe, and it always used to be, you know, the governments would go to war because they, you know, they need to fix the economy. I don't believe that. But you do see in some industries, you know, and usually it's those who make those decisions that we're going to war. Those are the ones that usually prosper during
That's
the war.
True.
Not the people.
And you'll find out if you look deep enough, some people finance both sides.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
So yeah,
I think we'll go to war next year with Iran. I don't think it'll happen this year, but I think it will be next year.
And I don't think it's not going
to
be a clean war.
Election. Huh?
It's not going to be a war. It's not going to affect us this time. It's going to affect us internally, I do believe. I do believe that. I think we'll see attacks on this country from sleeper cells. They'll take out our infrastructure and weaken us from the inside. I do believe that's true. Time will tell.
You know, I think so too, because doesn't anybody think it's odd that we haven't had any issues with sleeper cells like we've had during the Obama administration? Do you think these people just dried up and went away? Do you think that we actually got all of them that were here? So what really did motivate all of those people who, you know, did those things in the name of Allah? What happened to them? Where'd they go?
Good point.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. That's just my question. So, yeah, they're still here. They're waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for, but they haven't gotten their orders, so to speak, from whoever they might get their orders from. Or were they all false flags? Who knows? I don't think all of them were. Were they, Butch?
I don't think all of them were either. Because clear back in the 90s, I was reading about sleeper cells coming in, I think some of them are here, and they're waiting probably for orders. And I think going into Iran, once we hit Iran, I think all hell could break loose in this country.
Well, and it's just not the sleeper cells. Who's supporting Iran? You have Russia.
Sure, China.
China, you have Cuba. Cuba's not that far away. I mean, it's like, well, Melody, they don't have anything. Well, no, but they're pretty close to us, aren't they? And they have a nice relationship with Russia. So.
And that'd be a good place for Russians to have a base to stage attacks if you wanted to, 90 miles away.
Absolutely. So we're going to have to hold that for now, ladies and gentlemen. Heading into a break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tell me again.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. So what else you got for us, Butch?
Well, a lot, Melody, and things that some things are, to me, a little bit startling and kind of aggravating, too. For example, illegal aliens are coming to the U.S. for surgery and other free health care. Now, listen to this, because this is amazing. Border Patrol agents along the southern border have taken 21,000 sick or injured illegal immigrants. Now, these are folks, these are illegal immigrants to hospitals since January, according to Kevin McClenian, acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Agents have spent 250,000 hours, the equivalent of 28 years, at the hospitals with sick individuals. We're being faced with a younger and sicker population this year than we've ever seen at the border before, McClellan said during a hearing in front of the House Oversight and Reform Committee on July 18th. We see a lot of communicable diseases, a lot of severe illnesses. In some cases, we've had immediate surgery required for congenital defects. They actually come to the border to have surgery. So we're paying for those that come here for the purpose of having surgery, but that's okay. Because sweetheart Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says we may have to make a lifelong commitment to migrant children for mental health care services because we separate them from the parents, and if we do that for like 2 days, they'll grow up with a lifelong trauma and they'll end up hating America. Now, she said this. I'm going to make it up right in front of me right now. What would you think about America that's having to grow up if they have lifelong mental illness problems because we separate them from parents? Melody, how many children have been separated from drug addicts, murderers, rapists, thieves. Do they let the children go to jail with the parents when they're arrested for stealing something? Do you think the children might be traumatized? I mean, they're lawbreakers. They're lawbreakers. Why do they think we should treat them like you're something special when they come over here and break the law? And they come here, I just read it, because they come here for treatment. Gosh, it's so sad to say this. It breaks my heart. But we can't keep on paying that bill, can we?
I don't want to pay that bill anymore.
No. No.
You know what's interesting? To see how this immigration thing is evolving. Because, you know, and that's why there's such a big focus on the refugees seeking, claiming asylum. And, you know, because that's legal. So they changed it because the Democrats didn't have an argument against when we would say it's wrong, it's illegal. What part of that don't you understand? They didn't have an argument for that. So they changed it to they're now asylum seekers. That's legal. So it's like, okay, that's legal. But in the meantime, you still have to be vetted. It doesn't mean, you know, if you wanted, then you go through the legal process of the asylum and so forth and whatnot. And I just don't understand how these folks think.
I don't either.
And this morning I saw an interview supposedly of a Guatemalan. He was 17 years old. They called him a boy. I don't consider a 17-year-old a boy. A 17-year-old from Guatemala is a man.
Especially when you see a military now debating about letting 16-year-olds enlist.
That's
literally
correct.
Enlist. You go ahead.
So when you see, you know, but they kept calling him a boy because they want to visualize the picture that these are young babies, young children. You know, when I hear the word child, I think of a, you know, anything under 12, you know, someone that's not a teenager. And you have to remember the culture. I'm not saying these are good cultures. I'm not trying to justify. I'm just saying the cultures are different. You know, when you have 17-year-old kids coming up here on their own, that means they were in the streets down in Guatemala. They're street smart.
True.
They're not a child. They learned how to fend for themselves on the street. They are men. And, you know, but they try to paint this picture, these bleeding heart liberals try to paint this picture like these are babies being separated from their families. And it was an interesting interview. So these kids know how to distort. They know what's going on, the pictures. I mean, you know, and how everything is taken out of context. It's amazing, Butch.
It is. It truly is. You know, the more they come, the more we let them in, the more we cause the situation to get worse, because they think, well, that, you know, those bunch got by with it, I'm going to do it myself. And for whatever reason, we let them in, no matter what the excuse, that just emboldens the next bunch. You know that.
And then you keep hearing them say, well, you know, immigration, they've started so many new businesses, immigrants are, hello, I'll guarantee you not one of those immigrants who opened a business and is successful came into this country by crossing the Rio Grande with a coyote. I'll guarantee you.
Totally agree.
And if they did, it's a small minority. There's a difference. If people come here, they work hard, they open their business, and they're successful, I applaud them because they're giving something back to this country.
Amen. Amen.
So, it's, but you know what I find more disturbing is you don't have anybody, any Republican, just keeps their mouth shut. They have one spokesman, and that's Donald Trump, and that's wrong.
Well, again, they had 2 years to change it and did nothing, so I don't want to hear that about what they're going to do, because they're all lying to us.
They're all lying. You know, they had 35 arrested in ICE raids.
Well, yeah.
That's because, you know, they were able to, you know, hello? I worked for restaurants when I was young, and when ICE came in, we all knew they were coming. As the ICE was coming in the front door, everybody was going out the back door. President Trump is the one who announced it. So everybody knew it was going to happen. So what did you expect?
And local communities actually protected him.
But what do you expect?
Of course. Of course.
What a waste of time and money and energy.
It is. When I worked in the coal mines, they tell us in advance there's going to be an inspection tomorrow, so the boss will make sure things cleaned up just the way it ought to be.
Yep.
I mean, come on, people. So anyway, there you go. And back to war news. I know this sounds gets tiresome, probably. This is war news. I just told you that the U.S. is staging troops at a key Saudi Arabia military base they used during all previous Middle East bases wars. I mean, now we find out South Korea fires warning shots at Russian and Chinese military planes in their airspace. Now, this is for real. South Korea has reportedly fired warning shots after Russian military planes violated the nation's airspace on Tuesday, according to South Korea's defense ministry. Associated Press reported that, according to South Korea's defense ministry, multiple Russian military planes violated South Korean airspace off its east coast, and Chinese military planes also intruded into South Korea aerial ID zone. South Korea fired 60 shots and scrambled fighters, you know, to intercept them. So, it's another hot zone, Melody. I mean, I thought we were making things more peaceful on the Korean Peninsula, but apparently it's not working that way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know how much of everything is just so, you know, distorted. I mean, we don't know. As you said earlier in the program, we don't know. And that's, to me, is more concerning.
It is.
Because we don't know. It could be in either direction. It could be far worse or, you know, nothing at all. Then what's the point of all this reporting? It's setting us up.
And if they're setting us up, they're moving in the direction of something that they want us to do. You know that.
That's correct.
So it would be the business of May. Different topic. I guess you saw this probably in the New York Times. The New York Times now, I didn't make this up, reveals that George Soros and Hillary Clinton paid women to accuse Trump of rape. Now, this is in the New York Times. They said they paid him, paid off the mortgage of one of them. I think the name was Lisa Bloom. And he paid off paid the other one $750,000. I'm trying to find her name. I'm trying to find the name of it here. They got the names here. But anyway, well, that's really all that important, the two women. But the Soros and Clinton, apparently, according to the New York Times, paid these women to accuse Trump. Now, we know Trump definitely likes his women. I'm not saying he or nay on that. But they did pay these women, apparently, to do that. See, any comments on that?
No.
I mean, like you say.
No. I mean, you know, they're all... I mean, what can be proved? It's... I don't know. It's... She was a distraction.
Sure.
She was a distraction. And none of these other ones were ever mentioned, you know, but there was one that, you know, took all the attention. And they're all, I mean, come on. Look what they do. But I'm sure Trump was a playboy. And,
oh, sure.
You know, there's, you know, I mean, when you have billions of dollars and you're a playboy, they don't live by the same rules we do. It's that simple. So, and we don't have to agree with it. We don't have to like it. And I'm sure some of it is they probably all have information on each other because they all run in the same, you know, park. They all go to the same functions, the same parties. They know the same people. They, you know, so
well, if Epstein has got the black book, who knows how much money he got from these people that are putting their names in the black book and saying, if you don't pay me, we're going to disclose this. Who knows? Maybe he's being there because he had the right names.
Oh, I think it was Epstein's that I said he'd be out of the news in a week, and he is. When was the last time you heard anything about Epstein?
Just from reading articles, all I've seen, and I suppose we'd turn his black book over any day now. So we'll see. It's interesting. We'll see. We will.
But so, even if he does turn the book over, it'll, you know.
Think it'll be thing just blow over?
Yep.
But Tom will tell that too. That one inspired me, but Tom will tell that too. And I got one more article here. I may have to do the dollar quotes later because this article is kind of creepy. It even says it's creepy. California just launched a new program. It's called Cradle to Career Data Track System. From the time the child is born, they want to track it and make sure that it's keeping the grades up, that it's moving in the right direction. They want to make sure that it's followed until it gets a job. Of course, it'll be in there. Of course, we can trust that. But anyway, but they want to partner up with entities responsible for the education of the children. That's, you know, includes anything to do in public or private, anything else, and for student, you know, financial aid, child care providers, state labor workforce. They want to link it all up so they can track the child from the cradle to career. Melanie, that's really smacks of China's credit score union, you know, kind of where you misbehave, you might lose something. Isn't this kind of leading the same direction?
Didn't Hitler do something like that?
He did. But he said they want to provide appropriate interventions and supports to address disparities and opportunities and improve outcomes for all students.
They want to build a perfect society, the perfect...
There you go. And yep. They do. They want to do it as a state, as God.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. Because once you turn your back on the real God, man will become your God. Because when you trust man to feed you and house you and clothe you and take care of you, they become your landlord, I guess you say, overlord. So if you trust man for your needs, you don't want to bite the hand to feed you, so they kind of become your idol, don't they? You do anything to keep your check coming in. Now, folks, I'm telling you the truth, and you know I'm telling you the truth. We're all guilty of that. And that's just the way it is. And whenever a man says you got to jump, you jump. If you want to tell you shut up, you shut up. you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to lose your benefits. Well, now California said we're going to take care of your children from the cradle to the career, and you don't like it. That's just tough because we're doing it. It's already become policy. They're going to do it. So anyway,
that is. But you know what? I don't know what I'm more frightened of: government trying to do this, or the people who are just going to willingly just lay down and give their children to the government, because that's what you're doing.
And people most of willingly have.
Yeah, and with the new millennials and this new age of technology, and the only way they can track them would be to implant them somehow, so they can track them and follow them. There, you know, it's just not going to be, we'll send us your report card at the end of the semester. No. They will track them in order to track them, and that way they'll want to know more about them, what makes them think, how they think, the food they eat that will influence their behaviors. They will track that child, not only just from, it used to be, you know, just from, you know, cradle to career, but it will truly be cradle to the end.
Yeah, well,
cradle to grave.
Yes. And that's
cradle
about what
grave
is now, even us. I mean, you know, they track us from cradle to grave. I mean, they give you a birth certificate when you're born so they can auction off to the highest bidder. That goes to the Department of Commerce, folks. That doesn't go to your local courthouse. You may have a copy there, but that's not its final resting place. Your birth certificate goes to the Department of Commerce, where you use for collateral for national debt. And men are worth more than women on the bid scale. I'm telling you the truth here. And when you die, they give you a death certificate so they can take you off the road of collateral for the national debt. And the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 9 that they'll end up owning your body. Read it for yourself. They end up owning your body and all your land and all your cattle. They own it all. And the Bible says they have dominion over it. So that means they own it. So, Melody, are we not already there?
Pretty close. And we are already at the end of the program, that I know. I want to thank you for joining me, and I promise we'll get to your quotes and your discussions about the Founding Fathers and their thoughts and their writings on what real money should
paper
be.
Money, yeah.
And we'll be back on Thursday with me and Butch, and I'll be here tomorrow with Dave Allen and Wendy Wilson. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless.
If I got me a wealthy man,